Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders and organizations crack their activation codes, finding the simple tweaks to enhance both performance and engagement. So I'm recording this at the end of 2023, and my goal today is to share one of my favorite year-end practices, creating a personal highlight reel. But frankly, I think this practice suits at the end of a quarter or even a month. So don't sweat it if you're listening to this smack in the middle of a year. It's an exercise that never really goes out of style. So let's chat about this highlight reel. It's kind of like the montage scene toward the end of literally every movie made in the 80s. It's that collection of snapshots that, strung together, tell a story of moments totally worth remembering and celebrating. In a movie, the highlight reel usually serves to trigger the viewer's emotion, to get you cheering for the good guy or the romance. In the workplace, it may not be so literal, but it's the mental montage you compile, those moments that you deserve to see strung together, to help you remember all the greatness that you bring to the table. How do you collect these? Well, scan through delightful emails or texts or Slacks that you've gotten. Reflect on conversations you've had in which someone was singing your praises. Ask for feedback. Look back at your own development plan and track actions you've taken on that course. Done thoughtfully, this highlight reel can have some pretty big impacts, like on your self-esteem. Recognizing all the good you did or felt in a year can just remind you of how important you are to your organization, to your clients, or to a colleague. Remember, how you feel about yourself, the value you believe you bring to your company, absolutely has an impact on how you show up. So don't shy away from doing this solely for the purpose of a self-esteem boost. It has an impact on your personal brand. Seeing the themes in what you've been called upon to inform or deliver over and over again that make your insight or expertise an asset to those around you. Knowing what makes you stand out as an expert, whether in doing or thinking or supporting, helps you be thoughtful in growing and promoting those skills and perspectives. This is what shapes your personal brand. And finally, it impacts your allure as a candidate. If the time comes for you to go and find a new role, whether internal or external to your current company, having a clear sense of what you do well, what you've been celebrated and sought out for, can really help you find the right opportunities and sell your value to the hiring leader. Whatever your reason, whatever your method, taking some time to reflect on the highlights of a year or a month as it closes is a great investment of your time. So what do you focus on? Where do you pull these moments from? Let's talk about my favorite areas of focus for a winning highlight reel.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary
with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
First, what you've delivered, influenced, or contributed to. Maybe it's obvious, but start by focusing on the big outcomes, the projects or decisions or campaigns or changes that wouldn't have taken the shape they took without your contribution. Did you do the research that fueled a campaign that led to new sales? Did you talk to a collection of clients or patients or students whose feedback you used to inform a winning approach? Did you recommend a simple change to a process or program that enabled a faster or more effective outcome? Did you flag a risk you saw coming and save the company money? I'm not asking you to focus only on things that you started and finished and carried the whole way by yourself. I'm asking you to think about the initiatives you touched, whose direction you informed, and whose wins are partly yours to celebrate. Next, take a look at what you've learned, grown, or challenged yourself to do. This next category has nothing necessarily to do with outputs that anyone else can see. Skills and capabilities you've developed this year, challenges you've faced head-on, these all benefit you and your company. Maybe you got certified in a new program or a coaching methodology, and you can do things next year that otherwise would have had to be outsourced. Maybe you took some LinkedIn learning courses on prioritization or project management or communication, and you plan to unleash that skill on your team in the coming year. Maybe you stepped outside your comfort zone to speak at a conference or volunteer to lead a project that felt like a stretch, and now you're ready to do even bigger things next year. You may be the only one who knows of these achievements, so don't look for celebratory emails from anyone else. Spend a few minutes capturing the knowledge and skill you have curated this year. It'll be an asset your company won't even see coming. The next area of focus is what you've tested, tried, or experimented with. So not all success looks like success at first. Some of our greatest wins grow out of the willingness to fail, to lose. What experiments did you challenge yourself to take on this year? What sure thing did you pass on to take a chance on something bigger or better? One of my clients leads a sales team. Every year they sponsor a handful of industry events, which generates a predictable, if not overwhelmingly exciting, set of leads. This year, she took a risk. She tried something different. Instead of having her team all stand together on a trade floor at their booth, she asked each of them to attend and speak at one smaller conference of their choice, on any topic, any industry. At the end of each conference, they had zero leads, and she took some serious heat for it. But by year end, their leads had nearly doubled. People having heard the talks delivered by her team members had been impressed, and over time began reaching out. This strategy had no track record. It was a big old risk, but one she was willing to take. And lucky for her company, she did. And finally, take a look at who you've served, supported, and expanded. Because humanity matters, and not all of the highlights in our reel are about us alone. Whether you're looking to expand into a leadership role, or you want to become a coach or a mentor, or you just want to be seen as an all-around standout collaborator, spend a few minutes reflecting on the people you have served this year. How did you help foster your team's sense of trust and connection? Where did you step in to help a colleague who was clearly overwhelmed? What feedback did you bravely offer that a peer took and ran with to great success? Did you offer someone a chance in the spotlight to present to a senior leader just to give them that extra bump of exposure? Your generosity of spirit belongs, without a doubt, in a prominent spot on your highlight reel. So as you've collected and curated the delightful bits of your year, be honest. Are you feeling pretty proud of yourself? I hope so. You deserve to. We all deserve to celebrate ourselves. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com. If your organization is looking to crack its activation code, dialing up performance and employee engagement. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.